Welcome to the Ike Packers podcast.
Go Pack Go.
What up, Devontae from the Bay? Let's get this win Monday.
Go Pack Go.
Make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen. Please leave a 5-star review if you enjoyed the show. We're IKE_Packers on Twitter. Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Packers podcast. Raiders game preview. We're checking in as well as around the league. What happened in the NFL? Was the weekend off nice? How do we feel? How do we feel going ahead with Matt LaFleur and the team? Well, we're going to dive into that and more. Thank you for tuning in. We have a great episode today. Let's get into it.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Packers podcast. My name is Alex Eichstead. I'm your host, and Packers fans, welcome in. We have an exciting week because we're going to preview the Oakland game, talk some general NFL, Packers, and more. We're back with another episode every Monday. Thank you for telling a friend. I want to remind all Packers fans that you can win a Jordan Love jersey by just texting this show to a friend, taking a screenshot, and DMing us on Twitter, on X, at @Ike_Packers. So make sure to do that before the show starts. Get that out of the way early. I'm joined by my co-host, KJ. KJ, welcome to the show. Go Pack Go. How you feeling?
Packers fans, it's great to be back with you all. Like Alex said, we got a Jordan Love jersey giveaway going on right now. We're going to be announcing the winner 1 week from tomorrow. So all you have to do, it's super easy. Text this show to a friend. Send them the Ike Packers podcast link. Send us a screenshot, and then we'll know that you're in. So we're going to be selecting the winner via random selection. That's going to be great. Packers are 2-2. I saw the Bears drop to 0-4. The Vikings, I think they're one. Are they 2-2 or are they 1-3?
They're 1-3.
They're 1-3. And then we have the Lions, which are looking like probably the best team in the division, 3-1. Given the circumstances, 2-2 after four games, if they would have asked me before the season how I would have felt about that, I would have taken it, right? I really would have taken it. But the Packers got to improve. And luckily, they have a winnable game versus Las Vegas Raiders coming up. Devontae Adams, that'll be interesting. LaFleur's got to get it going in prime time. Just because this is a lowly Raiders team doesn't mean that we're just going to get an automatic victory. It's going to be far from the case. So I'm excited to talk about the Raiders, and let's jump into it.
Yeah, I think last podcast, you know, we were hot in the episode because of all the things that went wrong against the Lions. But when you kind of zoom out, you know, 2-2, one strong, dominant victory, one bad loss against the Lions, the most recent game, and then 2 1-point games where, you know, to the Atlanta Falcons, it didn't go the Packers' way, and then against the Saints, the comeback victory. So pretty even slate to start the season. And for Jordan Love, we all predicted, at least on this show, that it would be around 9-8 best case, or, you know, 8-9. You know, most likely it could be 7-11 or 7-10, you know, 6-11. But it seems like the Packers are going to be competitive, going for that playoff spot cage. The Lions look really good. Around the NFL, though, the Vikings and the Bears. The Bears, we just might have to start in the division here.
Yeah.
The Bears have problems. The Bears have to get rid of, I believe, Justin Fields. They're going to have to tank for the, once again, cage a pick, unless they can somehow miraculously turn this around, but it's not looking good. What's your take on Chicago?
Well, see, Packers fans, this is an interesting one. Alex and I were talking yesterday, and we actually disagreed. I looked at Justin Fields' stat line after the game, and I was like, oh, wow, 4 TDs, 1 pick. He had a really good game. And Al was kind of like, man, but he threw the game-losing interception. And, like, I don't really have a comeback for that. It's true. You know, like, the Bears have two choices here. They have that we can maybe live in denial and assume that Justin Fields would be our franchise quarterback. Hey, he showed glimpses of greatness, you know, but he's still threw the game-losing interception, like Alex mentioned. Or we can just accept that he might not be the franchise quarterback we thought he is, and actually take one of these super solid prospects in Caleb Williams or Shadur Sanders. I think either one you could build your franchise around. And it's a very real choice for the Bears. Like, Justin Fields had a great game, but if he plays otherworldly and then, you know, they still lose and he still is, like, the reason for the loss, man, it's tough. Like how deep do you want the
Bears to go? Bears trade Justin Fields, draft Shedeur Sanders. Almost. I don't.
Yeah, but we're going to Chicago.
No, it's just so funny because they're very similar, actually. You know, Sanders can throw really well, but I think Fields to me in general, it's kind of like when you draft a quarterback, you don't know around the college hype because he's big man on campus in college. Of course, if he's going in the top 10 or in the first round, this guy looks like a man amongst boys on the tape. Like Justin Fields is schooling Big Ten players in college. Jordan Love schooling his competition. You know, not as much as Justin Fields was. But then when you line him up against other NFL players, it becomes real obvious who's like legitimate prospect and who's not. Like Jordan Love's got the frame, the athleticism, all those characteristics I just don't see in a Justin Fields, in a Bryce Young. I think Bryce Young, if you just kind of look at it objectively, I don't know what they're expecting. Like I don't see how this is going to get any better for them in Carolina. It doesn't matter who you bring in Cage. And Chicago, I feel like kind of might be that same way. Like you could stack a team around Justin Fields, but you're probably better off getting another quarterback. What's your take on that?
You know, you really are. And you know what else you're making me think of is you mentioned the Carolina Panthers and the, Chicago Bears and some of these other teams. It's just like Anthony Richardson has no clue what he's doing, but even he almost won the game, right? And like he's got all the upside in the world. Bryce Young has all the clue that he's doing. He's probably adjusting to the speed a little bit, maybe some of the playbooks still. But, you know, he's got this NFL acumen, and he's a little closer to his, like, physical upside, if that makes sense. So to me, like, it just bodes well for these quarterbacks. Like, if you're going to swing, you got to go for the fences, like an Anthony Richardson.
Jordan Bears, Love.
Well, and same. The Bears swung with Justin Fields, and like you said, Al, they could even try and stack the team further around him. I think it's going to be a lot left to be desired. Like, the Packers.
That's what I was saying.
And say, look, if Jordan Love ever gets a line, if he ever gets, like, you know.
It doesn't need to be a stacked team everywhere.
No, it does. I mean, imagine if Jordan Love had Kelce, right? Imagine if he had Kittle. It would be a huge, huge.
You're almost there.
Thing, yeah. And I think these next 4 weeks, man, I do feel bad for Justin Fields because he played a great game yesterday. So I'm not trying to be, like, sinister. I do feel bad. And I did almost, like, I hated to see him, like, take that L. You know, I wanted him to pull through. It just didn't work out that way. And the Bears fans, man, it's got to be tough. But any final thoughts on the division before we maybe move to the Raiders a little more and do some more around the NFL?
Lions team to beat. You know, four games in, quarterway through the season, Lions look very strong. They're looking to make a run here midway through the season. They seem like a team that can carry. Packers seem like we're breaking down a little bit, right? That's kind of my concern. Vikings don't know much they have there, but they've kind of choked some games away, so they could get some wins. Bears, you know, kind of stuck in the mud. So moving on, 49ers, they're 4-0, Cage. Seahawks 2-1, Rams 2-2, Cardinals 1-3 in the NFC West. Eagles also 4-0, Cowboys 3-1, Commanders 2-2, Giants 1-2. What 4-0 team do you like better, the Eagles or the 49ers?
That's tough, man. I mean, like, they're just so clearly, like, probably both the class of the NFL at this point. Eagles have the quarterback. Jalen Hurts, he does not lose easily. And that says something. He's a winner. He's not a loser. He's very much a winner. Brock Purdy, like, I mean, the things that San Fran is doing with him at quarterback, it's almost like fool's gold. It's like it's never really been done before. So could it even be possible? Man, I think both of these 4-0 teams are probably the class of the NFL. It's really tough. I think you got to go with the Eagles simply because of the quarterback. And, like, you know, they won a Super Bowl in 2018. That was a bit back at this point. But Shanahan has yet to break through, and I think you need a quarterback if you're going to break through on that.
Here's just an interesting thought, Packers fans, about Brock Purdy. he's A path, B path is either like poor man's Tom Brady or out of the league pretty soon. Because if he's able to win a Super Bowl as the QB1 of the 49ers, Brock Purdy, 7th round, last pick in the draft. Tom Brady, 7th round pick in the draft. There's a chance he might win two. There's a chance he might just manage his way into, you know, 2 to 3 Super Bowls over a 5-year span with some of this roster and the head coach cage that they've got. They just kind of need to get over that hump, or he can't get the job done and he's out, because that roster is just stacked around him, especially when you think about having McCaffrey's going off. He currently leads the NFL in rushing yards. I was wondering who are the top running backs. Well, Christian McCaffrey's number one. He's got 459 yards to lead the league. DeAndre Swift, number two, at 364 yards. James Conner, he's got 318 yards. Bijan Robinson, fourth in the league, also with 318 yards. And then Tony Pollard's got 311 yards. Devon Achane from Dolphins coming in sixth with 309 yards cage. So a lot of new names in McCaffrey there. Kind of shows that the running back situation with the contracts is living up to exactly why it is that way with the young talent and, you know, guys just scrapping their ways to big yards besides McCaffrey.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think if you look at where the bang for the buck has come from the contract extensions in general, like, you make a great point. Running backs aren't really earning it. Receivers are very, very, very much hit or miss. And when they don't get a million targets, they get unhappy. Look at Devonta Adams. Look at Justin Jefferson. Look at Jamar Chase. You know, it's every single time. Like, you got to do it.
I'm always open. Did you see that? Jamar Chase, I'm always open.
Really, really, where it comes down to the value in the extensions comes from the defensive side of the ball. Chris Jones, you know, the Chiefs just wrecking games. Nick Bosa wrecking games. Joey Bosa got a deal a few years back. He's wrecking games. Like, if I'm doing extensions, Aaron Donald, of course. I'm just thinking about, like, recent ones, right? Like, Chris Jones just got a new extension. Nick Bosa just got his this offseason. I mean, Khalil Mack, like, everyone thought he was left for dead. Then he goes off and has 6 sacks in a single game. Like, that's called putting the team on your back and pretty much, like, getting the win all by yourself.
Where did he do that?
Khalil Mack, man. Chargers, I forgot who they played, but he's got it in him. Like, Khalil Mack has it in him.
They played the Raiders. Speaking of the Raiders, the Packers' next target. Let's take a look here at this Chargers-Raider game. So this finished 24-17. Chargers get the victory, 2-2. The Raiders started Aiden O'Connell because Jimmy G has been out with a concussion. So going into the game without your quarterback, they have Josh Jacobs, Devonta Adams. He had 8 catches, 75 yards. They've got Hunter Renfro, Jacoby Myers, Amir Abdullah, Austin Hooper. But Cage, if Mac's getting 6 sacks, he had 6 sacks, Packers fans. Khalil Mack had 6 sacks. This should be Rashawn Gary's day to feast. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, man, I was thinking the same thing. Like, 3 sacks, maybe, you know, 2 sacks for Gary. Quay, I'd like to see him get a sack. I'd like to see Preston P get off the schneid. Because he's another one of those deals that Goot kind of kept kicking down the road. Like, we did need pass rushers for sure, but he's got to get some production. He's almost like the Bakhtiari of the defense, but I don't even want to go that far because Preston Smith thankfully actually plays in the field. Yeah, man.
He's,
you know,
been there.
If you take the easy apples-to-apples comparison, like, I don't expect one guy in the pack to get 6 sacks, but I expect us to get several sacks, and what that does is it kills drives. I expect this to be a win for the Packers. I think that at this point in time, surely one of their best players is Devonta Adams. We have Jair Alexander. This long rest, Jair should be back in. He should be playing again. They also have Max Crosby. Okay, you know, good defensive player. We've dealt with those before. But the Packers
had 2 sacks.
Have more talent up and down the roster. And I like our QB advantage, right? Like, Aaron Jones versus Josh Jacobs. Like, you know, it's probably a push. Aaron Jones,
Jordan Love, Aiden O'Connell is a push, right? But like lean Packers for sure, right? Like, but like Jimmy G, you might give it push lean Oakland. That's the difference here.
That's a good point. Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah. Long story short, man, I expect the Pack to win like 31-17. What about you?
31-17. That would be great. That would be great. I don't know if the defense is going to be that good this week again, Packers fans, because Josh Jacobs, they're going to see exactly what just happened to the Packers on the ground that the Lions did. They're probably going to try and run the ball. They've got Aiden O'Connell as their quarterback. Who even is this guy, right? And Josh Jacobs, talented running back. Then you got Davante Adams. So I feel like, you know, Packers, they're going to have to prove they can stop the run. They're going to have to prove they can throw with the blitz and run the ball. So right now, the pressure is actually on Green Bay, Cage. So I think it's going to be actually a little tighter game. I think it's going to be a Packers win because I do think the talent gap is there. But I think it's going to be 27-23 Packers, tighter game. Just based on those factors that the pressure is kind of on Green Bay here and Oakland can come in, play spoiler.
Yeah, I would agree. I think because, you know, O'Connell's actually a rookie, too. So, the game must be so fast for him. Imagine going up against Green Bay's defense as a rookie. You were in college last year. That should bode well. But it seems like the Pack are kind of like, they're not only fighting the opponent every week, they're also fighting themselves. And I mean that with Matt LaFleur, you know, I mean that with Joe Barry, like the play calling, the clock game management.
I've seen a Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Line. I mean, Matt LaFleur even said, like, he's not really answering any more David Bakhtiari questions. I know some people were curious if Bakhtiari was going to be sitting out the rest of the year. And it sounds like LaFleur is, like, deferring to Bakhtiari. He's like, hey, you can talk to David about that. And to me, that basically means, like, he doesn't consider him part of the team. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he were to continue to defend him, that's like one of your boys, like a Zach Wilson or like a Justin Fields, who's like surely down on his luck, but he's still your teammate. You still see him grinding in the weekdays and the practices, and the results just aren't coming. Like, LaFleur's been like, look, man, don't lump me into this Bakhtiari guy. He said it last week. He said it again today. That was telling for me, and I think that this is the end.
Cage, I saw a photo of Lonzo Ball today, and he's a former L.A. Laker, now Chicago Bulls basketball player. And his knee, the photo, I mean, he's done. I'm calling it right now. He's done. David Bakhtiari is probably the exact same thing if you actually know what's going on. He's done. And LaFleur's probably like, look, I got to clean my hands of this and kind of be like, you know, it's – whatever, you know, we're moving on, like, and kind of that's what we hoped for last podcast with the Bakhtiari situation.
Here's the thing I want to add, like, it's good that everyone's kind of recognizing the realities here, but once again, Packers fans, Matt LaFleur, if he wasn't just so damn nice all the time, like over the top nice, he could have addressed this last year, and we wouldn't be, like, suffering this catastrophic David Bakhtiari, Aaron Rodgers, mini cap hit hindrances.
Okay.
This is next year. Like, if Matt LaFleur could have just had man-to-man conversations with Bakhtiari, like, we wouldn't have to kick the can down the road yet again. Like, his niceness is just indirectly costing us. Like, it costs us in the field. It costs us in practice. It indirectly costs us here because the communication isn't where it needs to be. And just to, like, take it from a bird's eye view, the fact that LaFleur and Bakhtiari are kind of playing like a he said, she said type of thing, it's just unprofessional. Like, you guys, like, you're the head coach, LaFleur. Get an answer. And, like, Bakhtiari, you're the under the scope. Accept responsibility. Any closing thoughts, though?
He's under the scope right now. I'll end on this because I saw some crazy quotes this week flying around where Matt LaFleur was asked why his team was down 24-3 at halftime. And he said that was a BS question from the reporter. I think it's a pretty fair question, honestly. I think it's like, dude, you know, like everyone was expecting more. Why are you down 24-3? Why do you feel like you're above answering that question? And Gage, I think that shows that he's under the microscope, right? He's the David, the way he's handling that situation you just explained, you know, what I'm seeing in the quotes from the press conferences. We'll see how he responds with Oakland. I expect Jordan Love to play better, and that's where my heart is. It's like, he is the leader of this team. Rodgers, we're kind of seeing, did hold a lot of things together, whether it was his, you know, attitude, whether it was his demanding of you catching the ball if it hit you in the hands. And I think Jordan Love, Cage, he's going to have to lead in a lot of that same bark-like way. So that's some of my closing thoughts is, He's gonna notice that about himself, and I believe we're gonna watch him develop into a more leader like that.
Totally agree, man. I mean, he is a leader out there. He looks like he's like 33. You know, if he may be like 23, 24, 25. But Jordan Love, he's poised, and honestly, man, he's more poised than LaFleur is. And it's a conversation for a different day. Packers fans, we'll catch you next week. Don't forget to enter our Jordan Love jersey contest. Make sure you get your Jordan Love jersey. All you have to do is text this show to a friend and send us a screenshot so we can, you know, basically confirm your entry. Winner will be announced random selection on the show 1 week from today. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Next spot, baby.
Don't miss it. Don't forget to check out Ike Brewers. The Brewers are in the playoffs this week. So check out Ike Brewers' podcast. Make sure to follow Ike Brewers on X. Alex, take us home.
Yep, go check out Ike Brewers. Packers fans, thank you so much. We appreciate all of you listening in the 100-plus countries. If you like the show, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify as well. As always, we'll be back on Tuesday with the Monday night game. Go Pack, go.
We'll be back Monday.
We'll be back Monday?
Yeah, man, and Tuesday. You have to, for the fans.
Okay, Packers fans, we're doing the double again. We'll see you soon. This episode of the Ike Packers podcast and want to help the show, please subscribe, tell a friend, and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is how we can continue to give great value to you. As always, till next time, Packers fans, go pack, go. What you say?
Feel the wave tonight. Come on, feel the wave tonight. Hang with me and roll tonight. I just wanna coast tonight. I just wanna coast. Let's go to the coast tonight. Find me on my coast tonight. Yeah, I'm coast. Coast with my co-pilot. On the rise and we both climbing. Talking all kinds. You got me on my right side. I see you irreplaceable. Since we've done this, it's been too long since we've done this.